Several members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation have been unusually blunt in their opposition to President Obama's tax cut deal. Yesterday, we spoke with Congressman Michael Capuano, who called the president naive. Today, we'll hear from his Bay State colleague, Congressman Jim McGovern. He spoke with WBUR's Bob Oakes, who is on assignment in Washington.
What's lousy about it is that it adds hundreds of billions of dollars to our deficit. We have this deficit commission that's talking about, you know, eliminating the home mortgage tax deduction, you know, or the president's talked about freezing the salaries of federal employees. You know, a lot of federal employees make $20,000, $30,000 a year. You got to freeze those salaries to balance the budget. Yet here we are passing a bill that's not paid for, that adds hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit, that says that if you earn $1 million, you get a $100,000 tax cut. I mean, give me a break. And the notion that the Republicans are holding unemployment benefits hostage so they get a tax cut for millionaires is outrageous. And I think we should have fought, you know, on behalf of our principles. I wanted the president to fight a little bit more.
Well, will you fight it? Will you oppose it when it comes to the House floor for a debate and a vote? You're willing to pick a fight with the president over this?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about picking a fight with the president. It's about what's doing what's right. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, they're going to submit a proposal to the House and Senate, and let's see whether we can make it better and make some changes. But it also means that the debate next year is going to be all focused on spending cuts, so which means that the Republicans are going to try to balance the budget, you know, by just slashing programs. You start cutting into medical research monies, that impacts Massachusetts in terms of jobs. You start cutting back on infrastructure money, that means we have less ability to repair old bridges and, you know, and make sure that our roads are up to where they should be in terms of standards. I mean, I go on and on and on, but it means a loss of jobs when you start taking a budget axe to some of these programs.
But given the great fights that are ahead between Democrats on Capitol Hill, and presumably most times you'll have the president in your corner, aren't you worried that if you and other Democrats go against the president on this particular package, that you'll further weaken an already weakened White House, which will just make it even tougher for Democrats in the White House when you're fighting other issues next year?
Look, you know, this shouldn't be about politics. It should be about what's doing what's right. And the president needs to know that his base and the Democratic caucus shouldn't be taken for granted. If you want our votes, then you need to work with us on some of these deals.
If it's stripped out, the tax cuts for the wealthy, will you vote for it? If it stays in, will you vote against it?
Well, I voted twice already for a middle-class tax cut, so I'll continue to advocate that. I think I'd have a hard time voting for a bill that includes the tax cuts for the rich. And I don't want to balance the budget on the backs of working families or on the backs of the poor. That's not fair. The middle class in this country, you know, are the most vulnerable, didn't create this economic crisis. You know, this economic crisis was created in large part by some of the wealthiest interests in America. And this notion that the way we dig ourselves out of this is just tell working families, you know, you need to suffer more, or telling the poorest of the poor in this country that we're going to cut your benefits and your programs that basically keep you from falling through the cracks. The notion that we're doing that, to me, is just unthinkable.
I didn't hear you say no or yes, a firm no or yes on either one of those things.
Yes on the middle class tax cut. And as right now, I'd vote no if it included the tax cuts for the wealthiest people in this country. Let's see how it works through the process. It still has to go through the Senate and the House. So I'm not trying to be cute in terms of saying absolutely no. We want to see what ends up coming out. Maybe there's a deal that we can strike that, you know, that is more digestible for people like me. You know, we'll see how it all works out. But I'm very disappointed in the deal.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern speaking with WBUR's Bob Oakes. Bob is on assignment in Washington, D.C. for interviews and reporting on the changeover in Congress.